From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Imagine for a minute that before dawn, on a chilly morning, the entire population of New York City got out of bed and went for a swim en masse in the Hudson River. Well, that'll give you a rough idea of the scale of a religious festival underway in India. NPR's correspondent in that country is Philip Reeves. He sent this report.
A giant army has set up camp in the middle of North India. Millions of Hindu pilgrims are assembled at the place where two of their sacred rivers meet, the Ganges and the Yamuna. Undeterred by numbing winter temperatures, they bathe in the waters, believing this will wash away their sins. Among them is Mahant Ramanatha, a sadhu or Hindu holy man.
There is something in this water that gives you power, that purifies you, your mind, your soul, your body. You can feel yourself.
The festival is called the Ardh Kumbh Mela. It's one of the largest gatherings of people in the world. Over a period of 7 weeks, an estimated 70 million, that's more than twice the population of Canada, will have visited the area in and around the city of Allahabad. On auspicious days, determined by the astrologers, millions of people, from the young to the ancient and infirm, plunge into the waters. To understand this phenomenon, you need to understand the significance Hindus attach to the Ganges, or Ganga as they call her. Virbhadra Mishra lives on its banks in the holy city of Varanasi.
By God's grace, I am such a practicing Hindu who has a committed heart and believes Ganga is a mother, the source of inspiration, who grants us happiness and salvation for all the living beings, irrespective of caste, creed and gender. She is the focal point of Indian culture and faith.
Yet Mishra's very worried about the future of this iconic river. Over the years, the Ganges has become massively polluted with sewage and industrial waste. Mishra runs an organization campaigning to clean up the Ganges and save her from dying, although he bathes in the river every day.
I know what is happening to the river. The whole city is domestic sewage is being drained into the river. This is one city. There are four other cities stocking from upstream, Kanpur, Allahabad, Patna and Calcutta, where the population is much more and they are also causing immense problem to the river.
At this year's Kumbh Mela, pollution has become a major issue. Some Hindu holy men threatened to boycott one of the festival's most important bathing days unless the government did something. There were even mutterings about committing mass suicide. The authorities responded by flushing fresh water into the river. It wasn't always like this. Among those gathered along the banks is Swami Bhimanand Puri. He remembers bathing in the Ganges 60 years ago.
The Ganges at that time was absolutely fresh, very fresh. At that time, there was no water pollution by the cities. But as the cities changed, so did the state of the Ganges.
Puri's appalled by the river's condition today and angry with the government for failing to clean her up.
We feel very, very bad. Our souls burn when we think about this issue.
Yet despite the river's filthy condition, pilgrims not only bathe in the water, they also drink it. And along the banks, the scene remains festive. There are women with brilliantly coloured saris and garlands of yellow marigolds. There are almost naked holy men with white beards and smears of grey ash, and men in saffron turbans and robes riding to the banks of the Ganges on white horses. People just keep on coming, says pilgrim Digambar Rushanpuri, because they believe the spiritual powers of the Ganges repair the damage done to her by mere mortals. The Ganges is a holy river given to us by the gods, he says. Her waters purify all the pollutants emptied into her. Scientists, of course, disagree. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.
That report was prepared with help from Shivani Dogra.